94.5 KB. We have news for you of a standoff.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all sorts of stuff's going on. We've got this barricade situation over in East San Jose, the 3200 block of Arthur Avenue. Family disturbance, and you know how scary those can be.
Yes.
Guy's got a gun, and the police are outside. They make contact with the family, but the man's inside. He's got a gun, threatening to harm himself. So anyway, that goes on over there. And we had this six-car crash in San Jose. Northbound 101, Oakland Road, 13th Avenue. Three lanes were blocked. They got all the cars to the side of the road, but you can imagine traffic is backing up. And we have the announcement now, not from his own words, but from a press release. Donald Trump, the ExxonMobil guy, the CEO, Rex Tillerson, is indeed his Secretary of State. Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, is going to lead the Energy Department. We're going to have a news conference on this in Oakland this morning about 11 on the ghost ship warehouse fire. The word is already out, though, that the overloaded electrical lines caused that deadly fire. All of the electricity in the artist colony was being stolen from a single meter that was meant for neighboring stereo and cell phone shops. Every day, you just want to start crying all over again. All right, President Obama on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night said Trump actually could end up being quite a different person than from what we know.
I think the president-elect may say one thing and do another once he's here, because the truth of the matter is that it's a big, complicated world. It doesn't matter how smart you are, you have to have the best information possible to make the best decisions possible.
That could be the name of a TV series. It's a big, complicated world.
Yes.
And he says just because Trump wants to reverse some of Obama's policies doesn't mean the problems have gone away.
They may change policy on climate change, but climate change is still climate change. It's still happening. On all of these issues, reality doesn't go away.
All right, here's a question for you. Top-selling song of the year. Just think. You want to scream out the answer?
I would think that would be that song, that Justin Timberlake song.
Play it. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. I love this song.
I know you do. I thought Justin Bieber's song might be a contender, too.
Well, I don't know. This is the number one selling song of the year, Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling. He has sold almost 2.5 million copies in America, just under 7.5 million worldwide, and also 700 million streams that people have
paid
for.
That's quite a lot.
You know, you could have always just gotten it free right here at KBay. Patriots won last night. They're 11-2, just like our Cowboys. And the Sharks and Warriors both have away games tonight. It is now 5:55, and you want to head on into Subway. Get the Reuben. The classic comes stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and creamy Thousand Island dressing, all on new freshly baked rye bread. If my dad were alive,
he'd
be there right now. That was his favorite. Head on over to your local
Subway
and get this classic before it's gone. Only available for a limited time.
All right, coming up, the Daily Dish in 15 minutes. Lots of these. You're going to love them. And some of these.
Those you may not like.
Yeah, and one of these.
Great joke.
It's all on the way.
Don't forget the most important person on your holiday list, you.